You get that video I sent you, W4DJW?
Thompson, do you send it internet or text?
Text. It might take a few minutes to come through. It was about 5 minutes ago.
I have just gotten in the truck. Tell you what, if you can, just kind of listen to the radio a minute. Let me see if I can go over there and grab that thing.
You're not driving, are you?
Oh.
Okay, well, don't have a wreck.
K4 VWA.
Did it work? W4DJW.
Now, you're rotating it around for view, right?
Yeah, I'm rotating it around so I can see all view. But I've got the transmitter in one hand and the cell phone in the other, so I can't do two things. I can't film and fly. You know, fly with one hand and film with one hand makes it a little bit difficult.
Okay, so you were not doing this FPV.
No, there's no video camera on the front of that one. There's a Hero 5 GoPro, which will take the big picture, the big HD picture. But the picture that you put in the picture, the camera is on there. It's up front. It's next to the GoPro camera, but there's no video transmitter to send the signal back to the goggles. It should be here tomorrow, along with a 5.8 gigahertz base station. What do they call that? The one that you looked at the video in. So that was 2.4. The video you were watching that had the heads-up display on it, that was 2.4. I had to get a 5.8 and another 5.8 video transmitter. That'll all be here tomorrow.
Okay. Well, my comment was going to be this. Wow, it looks really stable. No juking and jiving and just really flat and stable. It looked good. Of course, now you didn't put it under any acceleration, so you don't know for sure if you're clear of the prop watch, right?
That's true. The screws on the bottom are M2.5 by 8, and they need to be M2.5 by 12, and they should be here any minute now. USPS is delivering them, so I can't put it under a whole lot of stress because I've only got about 3 threads on those screws on the bottom because I raised it up so you can slide the battery in easier. I made that gap taller, which means the screws have to be longer, so I'm not putting it under any stress. You know, if it were to get into a gallop with only 3 threads per screw, that thing might just reach terminal velocity real quick before those new screws get here.
The ones you were kind of looking for locally the other day, I told you about Carson's. Wow. That's great, Dave. Well, yeah, you're just like me, man. You couldn't stand it. You had to get out there and try it, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been watching outside to see where the rain's coming. Yesterday, we had like a couple of rain showers that came through here. I believe it was yesterday. Or it might have been the day before. Anyway, we keep having dark clouds go over, and it gets really dark, and you think, oh, the bottom's going to fall out. But that one goes past, and then you get some sunshine, and then the next one comes through. So you don't really know what it's going to do.
Have you had rain? Because I'm down here at 85 at 81 here at Bosch. And I'm looking back, probably to the northeast, and it looks like it's laying in a little heavy back in that way, like it could rain. Have you had rain?
None so far. Well, I believe early this morning when I got up, it was dry. I thought about turning the sprinklers on. I said, no, it's too much. Looks like rain. So I looked out about 10, and the driveway was wet. So it rained some, but not enough to, not a pour down or anything like that. And then I've been keeping an eye on it ever since, and nothing. I mean, it looks like it. It looks like it could happen any minute, but it's not happening.
So it rained this morning just enough to say, oh, man, well, it's too wet. I can't mow.
Oh, so you didn't, did you, were you planning on doing that today?
I finished up all of my mowing activities over the weekend. So this week is free and clear, and I can go and do like I said, all my work today, but I've got my bus tomorrow. I drive a bus for the Blue Ridge Christian Learning Center. I do that one day a week, and then my guys come and we build plastic on Thursday. And beyond that, that's just all fun stuff. And I'm going to be studying my software with the radio pretty much all day tomorrow if I don't get it tonight. So I'll have my laptop and my radio to where I can play with it and work with it.
Okay, and if it gets difficult to understand, just ping me and we'll figure something out. I'll come over there and show you how. I'll bring mine over there so you have something, you have examples to pick from.
Are you using the version 14?
It's possible because I keep mine up to date and I haven't had that tandem long. Did 14 come out since I've had the tandem?
If I remember correctly, it was 2.2.14 and it came out like June of this year. It's the very top one. It's the top of the list for the downloads.
Okay, I don't think I had this in June. I'm pretty sure I didn't. So I probably have the latest.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, what I'm not playing is I'm headed straight home right now, and I am going to do mechanical and physical on the Ball and on the Cessna, and as soon as my wife gets home, I'm going to fix her some supper, and then the rest of the evening is on the computer.
That's good, because it does take a little while to get the hang of it. Once you get the hang of it, there's nothing you can't do.
Once I kick this one YouTube guy to the side, and I find myself some good YouTube stuff, I got a feeling I'm going to be all up in that for the evening.
And like I said, don't hesitate. If you don't get frustrated with it, just give me a call, and I'll come over there, and we'll figure something out.
You don't know how much I appreciate that. More than likely, I'll be calling on you. So I'm headed up 85. This is as hard as I can go.
Well, I'm making me a bitmap for my screen on my transmitter to differentiate this one from the other one because they both look alike, and I need to know one. I need to see something different between the two, the pictures of them. When I'm changing models, I might pick the wrong one and mess up. So I'm going to let you go while I finish up getting this. But anyway, good studying this evening. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
I threatened my son. I used to tell him I'm going to pop the top and just open his head up and pour it all in. Shake it around real good and see what happens. Have a good afternoon, Dave. And I will talk to you soon. 73, W4DJW, KM4VWA.
YX testing. For YX.